Hello, thank you so much for listening. Today we are going to talk about recognizing one who is cursed. Recognizing one who is cursed. I will be in Deuteronomy 28, reading out of the Life Application Bible by Tyndale. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations with people and we don't realize exactly what is going on. But God has a way of taking His light and shining it in dark places. Dark places around us. Dark places even with us. But He will take His light and shine it. And some people, maybe even yourself who's listening, doesn't want people knowing about what they're going through. And why is it that some people don't want information about their private lives being put out there? Well, because it's private. But when we are in the wrong with the Lord, and God has repeatedly told us behind closed doors not to do this, that, and the other, and we continue to do it, eventually what is in darkness will come to light. And so in Deuteronomy 28, we see blessings for obedience, and oh yes, the ministers love talking about the blessings when one is obedient to the Lord. But what they don't like to talk too much about are the curses for disobedience. Why? Because some do not want you to see when God has cursed them. Does God still curse? Yes, He does. And we're going to see evidence of this in our modern day lives. We're going to go back down memory lane when we were in darkness, and we're going to be reminded that we must be obedient to the Lord. Obedience is not just about reading God's word and attending a church or speaking to someone about God, but obedience is in all things that we do. God will speak up using various signs, wonders, messengers, dreams, a number of things to get us to be obedient, because we, remember, ask God to be a part of our lives. We ask God what His will is for our lives. And when you pray that type of prayer, understand God will show up and He will show out in your life. But if you didn't ask for God's input, then of course, you wouldn't know what God's will is for your life. He wouldn't be directing you on any path. You wouldn't hear from Him. You would look at other individuals and say, well, God talks to them. God is in that person's life. Why isn't He in my life? You didn't ask. You weren't interested. And as far as you were concerned, you were the I am in your life. And so God does not deal with individuals who take on that type of attitude, not directly. And when it comes to God's word, we need to pay close attention. And we also need to pay close attention when one of our friends, relatives, or even a stranger is going through like they're going through. Sometimes it is a curse or curses put upon individuals for disobedience. We have Christians who are supposed to be walking according to God's will, and they choose not to. They rather walk according to their own will. They rather spend much time chasing money. They rather spend much time sitting in front of people, places, and things that have much, much prosperity in and around. God is not pleased with these Christians who spend more time focused on the money God and less time relating to others, loving others, being of service on the home front as well as at the workplace and elsewhere. Let us begin reading. Let's talk about the blessings, but we're not going to spend too much time on the blessings because there's enough ministers out there who love giving you the sugar-coated, sweet, nice, sappy messages, okay? But we are going to talk about recognizing one who is cursed in your household, at your workplace, and elsewhere, because you don't want to be building up businesses with individuals who are cursed. You don't want to be in marriages with people who are cursed. You don't want to be bringing babies in the world with people who are cursed. You don't want to be attending organizations or joining organizations amongst people who claim to be Christian, but they are really cursed. They're so far from God, you can't even recognize whether or not they are a child of God. Blessings for obedience, Deuteronomy 28, and then we will get into recognizing one who is cursed. Here are the blessings for those of you all who are obedient. In Deuteronomy 28, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you, what? Obey the Lord your God. In verse 3, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. You can read on in your quiet time. We're going to go to verse 7 of Deuteronomy 28. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in 7. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. Verse 9, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath. But there is a disclaimer, right? If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. In verse 10, then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. Let me stop right there. That's why some people will not sit down in the presence of believers, the sincere ones, the ones who are sold out for God. If anything, they become visibly nervous. They find excuses to not talk to you. They are often worried that you're going to say something that God told you about them. They don't want to be found out, especially when they are lying, cheating, stealing, being conniving, having evil thoughts toward you. They fear you. So for those of you all who once had many friends and now you don't, well, there's an answer to your question. In verse 11, the Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. In verse 12, the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. In verse 14, do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. Praise God for his word. Praise God for his word. Praise God for his word. Today, those of you all who feel blessed and highly favored of the Lord and know that you are being obedient, even at the cost of losing loved ones and friends and so forth, praise God. Now, let us get in to recognizing one who is cursed. Like I said earlier, you don't want to be connected to people who are cursed by God. Verse 15, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Now, you can end up getting connected to someone and find that you are under a curse with that individual, that you are affected, impacted in such a way where you don't know whether or not God is still with you. Verse 16, you will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land and the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. Now, this definitely resonates with the farmers out there. They know what it's like during a drought season. They know what it's like to lose animals. Some of you all cannot relate because you've never been a farmer. Some of you all don't know anything about it because you don't have any people in your family who have ever turned over any soil. But those who have relatives or friends even, they may have heard a story or two about what it's like when the land is cursed. Verse 19, you will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. Some people are literally cursed. They're cussed at. People are using negative words, saying very foul things to them. They can't come in the house without somebody calling them a you know what. They can't leave without somebody calling them a you know what. And some of you all are saying that, oh, for this cursing that I'm receiving today, may there be a blessing around the corner. You're like David. I didn't say anything, didn't start any dramas, but yet this person is still having something negative to say. For some of you all, you know that it's about God. It's about God. It's what you're doing for God. It's what you're saying to people about God. You know what that's about. But for others, the curse is upon you because you once listened to the Lord. You tried to do what was right. But then somewhere along the line, you said, look, there's no money in serving the Lord. You said, there's no favor in serving the Lord. I'm not getting what I believe I need from this God of this Bible. So, no, I'm not interested. And I don't like the way these Christians are anyway. And so you allowed what you saw with your eyes or what you experienced to push you out of fellowship with the Lord rather than protecting that personal relationship that you have with the one true Father. You allow people, places, and things to push you out. Some of you all may not be going through like that, but you know people who are. Every time you turn around, they're cursing the Christian. They're talking negatively about believers. They can't be around anybody or listen to anything related to spirituality. They once were believers. These individuals who are cursed for disobedience are cursed not because they're unsaved and don't believe, but these are people that know better. These are people who heard from the Lord. They might try to sell you a bunch of lies and say, no, God never spoke to me. I don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. But then you take them back down memory lane and they say, oh, well, yeah, okay, I guess you're right. Verse 20, the Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke in everything you put your hand to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him. Remember what I said, this message is about what? Recognizing one who is cursed. They tell you sometimes, yes, I'm going through. Okay, well, what all is happening to you? Well, this one is saying all these things about me. I keep getting into it with my boss. I keep having problems with my husband or wife. People are cursing me out under their breath or behind my back. I'm hearing about it. And do you have any reason why all these things are going on? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because I pray for them. Maybe it's because God's been telling you to do some things and you refuse to do them. Like read the word a little more. What about fasting? Have you taken the time out to stop eating long enough to hear from God? Have you turned off the television and the radio and the internet long enough to hear from God? Has he been dealing with you on these issues? So now all sorts of stuff is rising up around you. You see, there's some people that are going through like this. They're not telling you that the reason why they're experiencing so much is because God had been telling them to do this and say this and write this and be there for this and, you know, all of that. And they said, no, 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 no. They kept rejecting God over and over again when his quiet voice would show up, when the messengers of the Lord. See, some people, they can't take messengers of the Lord, especially if they feel like you're not qualified to be a messenger of the Lord. They're going to reject everything you say. Oh, you're a woman. You don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you're a man. I can't stand men. Oh, you're a child. What do you know? Oh, you don't even have a degree. Oh, you don't have a license. Oh, you don't have this and you don't have that. And what about your following? And who is going to even be there for you when you're going through? So why is it that I have to listen to you? Oh, they come up with much. And while they were doing all of that rejecting and fighting and you're not good enough and you shouldn't and all that, God's curses was slowly coming upon their life. They were inviting them in, and the devil was having much fun with them. Much fun. Recognize these individuals for what is going on. Curses are real. They are real. They are happening every day to many, many individuals. Those that know and those that don't know. But hopefully this message will open up your eyes. And when you recognize that there are curses upon your life, that you will confess sin and repent. Don't be like some of these people that say, I just can't get a break. I don't know. I mean, every time I turn around, there's always something going on. I guess it's just third and fourth generation type of stuff. Don't lay down in defeat. The Lord will send on you curses. Verse 20, confusion and rebuke. Who wants that? Nobody wants that who's really sold out for God. And even if you're not sold out for God, you still don't want it. But it's very easy for us to invite this sort of thing into our lives. In verse 21, the Lord will plague you with diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. How many people have made plans to move, to go to a state or city or what have you that they always wanted to go to, only for things to happen and they never get there? They never get have enough money to get there. They can't secure transportation to get there. Every time they connect with somebody to be where they need to be, something bad happens. Verse 22, the Lord will strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. Notice, some individuals got all sorts of health issues. The doctor tells them, do this, do that. Their family tells them, do this, do that. And they still put all sorts of things in their body that they know they shouldn't. And then some people are doing things in the midnight hour, causing all sorts of problems to their body. Okay? I'm seeing this in the spirit with some people. And then they wonder why they end up being sick, why their body is rejecting things. Or in some cases, why their body is keeping lots of fatty substances all over the place. The face gets bigger, the arms get bigger, the stomach gets bigger, the back and everything else, everything on them gets bigger. It's either swollen or it's got pus filled all up in it, or it's some type of weird smell coming from them or what have you. Why is this? It's a curse. It's a curse that they bring upon themselves for not listening to the messengers of the Lord, for not paying attention when God is speaking. Or not even opening up their eyes and paying attention to all the signs around them. That, you know what, you're doing the same thing. And people love talking about other people who are going through all sorts of trials. Meanwhile, they're going through it too. Ooh, that person, she's so big. Well, you're just as big as she is. I'm not talking to everybody, but I am talking to some people, and they know who they are. Then fever shows up, inflammation shows up. Then you got people who's very, very thin, and they say, oh, well, I'm good, I'm fine, and, you know, all I have to do is this, that, and the other. Meanwhile, people around them are warning them that your methods to keep weight off is going to cause you lots of problems in the future. Maybe you might want to slow down. No, I'm not going to do this and that. Then God himself speaks to these people. Oh, no, I'm fine, Lord. Okay. Then his curse shows up. He needs you to be strong to serve him. He doesn't want weak people. He doesn't want slow people. People that's not going to listen to him. Let me be specific. People who are not going to be obedient. Would you want somebody on your team who's not going to listen to you, and you're running the show and you're investing your money and your time? So why would we think that God wants those type of people around him? Why would we think for 1 minute that those types of people are good people to connect with when they can't even listen to God? Especially when he is telling them, you are to this and to that. Whatever that is. Some of you all can fill in a blank. Some of you all, you know how to take off your clothes and look in the mirror and see what God is telling you all over your body. Some of you all, you know when you sit down and it's quiet and the Lord is talking to you about some things that you said or did to others. And he says, stop doing that. You're hurting that person. Keep some of your drama to yourself. People don't want to hear it. But yet you continue to call people up and you say things and do things that you know you shouldn't. And then you justify it and say, well, so-and-so needed to know. No, so-and-so didn't need to know. Especially when it's gossip and it's lies and it's things that you know is going to hurt people. That it's not going to elevate them or uplift them. But you want to bring them down. Some people are like this. Not all that's listening, but some are like this. They want to bring other people down because they're disappointed. They're upset. Or they want to make themselves appear like they know so much more than you. So they'll start picking at your flaws. And some of you all know people like this. And then some people, it's not even about picking at anyone's flaws. God is using them to speak a word of knowledge, speak some prophetic, words, things that people need to do. And then what happens? What happens? Rejection, defensive. Oh, what are you saying now? Oh, no. I'm not doing that. So God starts to create distance. He's not going to keep talking to you. He's not going to keep giving you signs, wonders, and so forth. Curses start coming upon you. Like I said, those of us who have been in darkness for many years know what it feels like. And then once we come out of darkness, our job is to tell you about that darkness so that you don't get involved in that darkness. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Scorching heat and drought. Some places, wildfires, crops can't even grow. And when they do grow, they're small. Heat stroke, people walking in the heat, people working in the heat, cars breaking down and everything. Curse after curse. Mildew, people living in atmospheres where it's mold and mildew and all sorts of growth going on behind the walls and so forth. And God's messenger said, you're not supposed to be in that atmosphere. But no, some individuals say, oh, but I'm going to. And now everybody has to suffer the consequences. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. How many times is God going to show you the signs before you get a clue? What, somebody has to be on their back? I said in another audio, I guess some people got to die before people wake up and realize that God is not to be played with. God is not to be mocked. We are not to go our own way when God has specifically given us instructions. What is the sense in praying if we're not going to listen? What is the sense in going to the church and putting your hands up before all of these individuals and saying, I believe in the Lord, I trust in the Lord, I praise God, and then you turn around and you're not even out the church 5 minutes before you're doing what you want to do when you want to do it? What's the sense in calling people up and saying, please pray for me? We're going through some trials, and yet you still want to do what you want to do. What's the sense? What's the sense? Too many times we start looking around at other people and we say, Lord Jesus, why is it that we're going through like we're going through? And the Lord says, remember when. And he uses signs and he uses people and he uses places and he uses dreams and he uses people that we don't even like. And yet still. I'm telling you, I can speak like this because if I hadn't been disobedient, I couldn't bring a message like this to you. But I know what it feels like when you're walking in heat. I know what it feels like when you can see curses that other people are going through. They could have been blessed and highly favored, but instead, they end up not producing. They're like crops. If they don't get enough water, if they're not taken care of, they eventually wither up and die. Lord Jesus. People go in places where there is sickness, where there's signs that something happened in an atmosphere. But yet they want things because they look pretty, because they're connected to status, because there's a name to it. So therefore it must be right. But what about the black stuff that's on it? What about that ugly spot? What about the smell? What about all these things that's going on? What about the little weird itchy bugs or whatever it is in that atmosphere? But what about, but I like it because... Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. I'm talking to some of you all because you're going into locations and you're going into these locations because people told you that this is a good spot. This is where everybody hang out. This is the, you know, creme de la creme. Some of you all going to colleges and trade schools and all these other places because somebody said that this is where it's at. But meanwhile, you know that your budget can only fit this, that, and the other. But because everybody told you, just because people tell you things doesn't mean that it's right. Then you show up and all this drama's happening. But all this stuff didn't happen to them. So why is it happening to me? Because you're under a curse. Because you were listening to cursed people. Because you were listening to people even over the radio that's cursing and saying all sorts of crazy stuff. And you wanted to be down. Lord Jesus, oh, this message is for the young as well as the old. Let's keep on going in the scriptures. Plagues, all these plagues. I'm seeing it with some of you all, plagues. And you questioning everything, all these questions. Why? Verse 23, the sky over your head will be bronze, the ground beneath you iron. The Lord will turn the rain of your country into dust and powder. It will come down from the skies until you are destroyed. Some of you all have had dreams like this. Said, what is this all about? It's a curse. That's what it is. When you see all of that stuff happening in a dream, it's a curse. It's some land somewhere, even some individuals. God is showing you your connections, what you're observing is under a curse. So disconnect from it. Figure out a way to get away. Verse 25, the Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. People under a curse are defeated. You will come at them from one direction, but flee from them in seven. And you will become a thing of horror to all the kingdoms on earth. In verse 26, your carcasses will be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. We've got people, foreigners, people from all over the world, who they find out that their relatives are dead and they can't bury him. The beasts are just picking away at their flesh. Can't even get a proper burial. Verse 27, the Lord will afflict you with boils of Egypt and with tumors. People are still having boils. I saw individuals with boils all over their faces. I saw people with tumors, festering sores. I seen that too. And the itch from which you cannot be cured. And people, they don't want to have to walk around looking like that. Some of them been to the doctor, but the doctor can't do anything because this sits on a certain nerve. And if the doctor was to cut away, this would cause more problems. So now they got to walk around with this particular tumor, this particular boil. Some of it is just health issues. Hey, it's life, our bodies age. But then if they got the boils, the weird itching going on, plus they got mildew in their house, they got fevers and inflammations that's coming and going, their kids don't respect them, there's all sorts of plagues and diseases going on with their kids, and then they got all sorts of destruction happening around them, and no matter who they connect with, there's always some type of drama, somebody arguing. Now you got to say that person's under a curse. I mean, that's just too much. And but yet you want to partner with them, yet you want to be here, there, and everywhere with them. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will come at them from one direction, but flee from them in seven. Okay? Just a friendly reminder. Let us move on. Verse 28. The Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. Notice we're not talking about Satan. Have you noticed? We're not talking about Satan doing all this. It says the Lord will send. The Lord will strike. The Lord will turn. The Lord will cause. The Lord will afflict. Some of you are like, oh my goodness, I don't hear all this type of stuff in church. No, because the minister wants you to hear the happy messages so that you'll keep coming. If you were to hear these type of messages in the church and you know that you're going through like you're going through, or you know people around you, you're not going to want to keep going to the church. At least that's what the minister says. But hey, if God wants you to hear a message, you're going to listen to the bad news in the storm any old way. Because that's all you got is God. If everybody's cursed around you and everything else is just here, there, and everywhere, all you got is God. Some people say, oh, well, that's the God of the Old Testament. Oh, so I guess because he's the God of the Old Testament, just everything is just null and void then, right? Jesus came. That's the end of it. We don't have to worry about boils and tumors and mildew in our homes. And we don't have to worry about fevers and inflammations. And we don't have to worry about any of it, right? Because Jesus came, please. I don't even entertain that type of discussion. It's here. It is here. This type of stuff is going on. We have an increase in the United States of individuals having Alzheimer's and dementia. Why? Something's going on. Something's going on. And AIDS hasn't gone anywhere. People want to call it cancer in Hollywood. No, people still dying of AIDS. Or they don't want to disclose undisclosed health issue, whatever. They don't want to say it. Verse 28, I got to repeat it. The Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. People who are going through all sorts of trials like this and they just can't seem to win, and you know this to be true, they start losing their minds. Let us not be so sensitive and silly and ignorant. You might be living in a house with somebody right now, and daily you're starting to see that they're losing their mind. Why is this? Why is this? Well, if you're going through all of these dramas like this person is, or people, we're recognizing, now remember, we're recognizing one who's cursed. They're going mad. Now their eyesight is starting to fail them. They're complaining, oh, I'm having these weird visions and, you know, I can't really see like I used to. And, you know, I don't know, it's so blurry anymore. Yeah, okay, so there's the aging process, but somebody's saying all of this and they're only 20, 30, 40 years old and they're going through all of these dramas, I'm going to have to say there looks like a curse, especially if the doctor can't do anything about it. Confusion of mind. How many people who used to be so bright, so intelligent, and then they start acting so confused. I don't know. I can't remember. What was that? Now if they're saying this and they're 90 plus years old, well then of course we can say aging. But yet everything else in their life is fine. It's just that, well, you know, they forget sometimes or they're starting to lose it. Okay. But everything else in their life is fine. But what about the individual whose mind is confused because every time he or she looks up, there's some drama coming to their house or his or her house. Something's up. And you know that this person once was all about God, and then he or she is not doing what God wants them to do, and now all this crazy stuff is happening? Verse 29, at midday you will grope about like a blind man in the dark. You will be unsuccessful in everything you do. Day after day you will be oppressed and robbed with no one to rescue you. We could think about various groups, right? Various groups believing in the Lord, trusting in the Lord, pray to be free. Some of you all know what I'm talking about. Pray to be free. Ancestors crying out and everything. Only for the next generation or so to bind everybody back up again. Selling out. Selling out to the devil. Oppressed and robbed. Verse 30, you will be pledged to be married to a woman, but listen to this one, but another will take her and ravish her. How many men? Oh, my wife is gone now. Wonder why. And then they had these little pity parties talking about, well, you know, she was crazy. You know, there was something wrong with her. You know, I mean, there was a, please. The man was under a curse. Okay, he was under a curse. Everything around him, he lost his job. The crazy stuff happened, caused him to become very ill. There was some things that he was struggling with mentally. Health issues started coming upon him. All of these things. The man was under a curse. He didn't follow the will of the Lord. The woman, she was supposed to be doing A, B, and C for God, but she didn't. So now she can't do anything to get healed. She's trying to put her money here, there, and everywhere, buying friends, but yet they're doing nothing more than robbing her. She's chasing this one and that one. People that's, you know, not even meant to be with her. She's got all sorts of issues, house on fire, crazy kids, everything. Okay, all these dramas. And you say that's not a curse and things just happen, please. Some individuals, though, are like this. Then this one, oh, this is a real telling one. You will build a house, but you will not live in it. How many people invested so much money in a house? Right? And now they're not living in it. They're not living in it. That's a clear indication right there. When you can't keep a partner, you can't stay in the house that you invested so much money in. You aren't as sharp as you used to be. And you've got all sorts of confusion. Weird stuff is happening on your body. I mean, come on, that's curses. Reading on, you will plant a vineyard, but you will not even begin to enjoy its fruit. How many people made investments in things and now they can't enjoy them? Your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will eat none of it. You know, you can plug something else in there for some individuals. Things end up being taken from them, killed, gone. Won't even have a quality friendship anymore because the streets then took a friend. Oh, well, that was the friend's issue. Well, was it really? We serve an interesting God. Especially if you know that you're connected to some certain entities. I know there's a lot of videos out there that talk about people selling out their friends for fame, loved ones. Your donkey will be forcibly taken from you and will not be returned. There's still people in this world that have donkeys. And there's still people out here who steal animals. Your sheep will be given to your enemies and no one will rescue them. In verse 32, your sons and daughters will be given to another nation. And you will wear out your eyes watching for them day after day, powerless to lift a hand. How many people, their children left, went to another country, and they keep looking out the window, hoping one day that their child will surprise them. But it doesn't happen. The military claims a lot of sons and daughters and all that video game playing, just recruiting them for in the future. Oh, yes. God sets it up where sons and daughters are gone. Verse 33, a people that you do not know will eat what your lands and labor produce, and you will have nothing but cruel oppression all your days. How many men have seen other men partake in things that they created, things that they bought, and so forth? Verse 34, the sights you see will drive you mad. We can think of some of the celebrities who were driven mad because they couldn't stand the fact that somebody had their prized possessions, even went to jail. Verse 35, the Lord will afflict your knees and legs with painful boils that cannot be cured, spreading from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. The Lord tells me that that's enough. I've driven the point home. I shared his word. Let us take this moment to pray. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for helping us recognize those who are cursed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for protecting us, keeping us from organizations, people, places, and things that are not of you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for freedom in you. Lord, we want to be those that are obedient. We want to be blessed. We want to be highly favored. Lord, help us to get there. Help us to be all that we can be in you. We thank you, Christ Jesus, for dying on the cross for us and delivering us from all our sins. In Jesus' name. Accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, Saint. Accept him. Accept him. See, we say I accept, but accepting is also being obedient. It's being obedient. It's listening to him. That's why I had to remind those that are believers to accept him. Accept what he is saying to you. He has left the Holy Ghost behind for us. I thank you so much for listening. And as always, to God be the glory.